We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Marks and Reese. I am Johnny Marks. He is Mr. Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks.
I can hear you. I've been quarantined from everybody.
Yeah, buddy.
They put me in another studio, which is good.
Yeah.
I get the radio feel for it right now, but there's glare for you, so I have to actually, let me see if I can put this down here. That's a little bit better. All right, I can see you now, because there's glare off the windows and everything.
All right.
But we have, so listen, and we'll update you on the Phillies stuff coming up here because we know they're not playing again today. If one of the scenarios is they don't play for the rest of, at least for a couple more days after this.
Okay.
We have John Heyman coming up at 3:05. All right, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. He'll give us the latest. Just one of the things that could happen with the Phillies is that medical experts, doctors will say that you need 5 days, and then by the end of the 5 days, if you're going to test positive, that's when, like, after that, you're more or less free and clear of not testing positive, right? So if Sunday was the last interaction the Phillies had with the Marlins, and no Phillies have tested positive so far, by Friday, if no one is continuing to test positive, I guess they would be good by Saturday. I know, it's just one of the things that's being talked about out there, whether or not they're going to continue and play the games.
Yeah.
So tonight they will not play. They may be playing tomorrow in New York. That's the schedule. So I guess they're going to take more tests. They'll know the results of those tests by tomorrow morning. And then they could, I guess if there's no positive test, they could then go up and play. But again, everything's up in the air right now, unfortunately. So we just, you know, we were waiting for baseball to come back, Ike, and it came back, and you know, we got a couple of days. So now we're going to have to wait a couple of days more at least.
Yeah, well, for Phillies baseball, that is.
Yes, yeah.
And Marlins baseball. Everybody else is still playing.
Well, Yankees baseball.
Well, Yankees.
Yeah.
Well, but the Yankees won't be out for the next 5 days. What would they do? I guess they would have to wait.
So Rosenthal just came out and said that they would go to Baltimore in this scenario.
And just play Baltimore. Yeah.
So they just change that schedule.
Yeah. Mm. I could see that. Yeah, you can do a lot of switching. No fans involved, so you don't have to worry about people that bought tickets and rescheduling games. Yeah, this is just basically about whether or not it works as far as the scheduling that's ahead of you. And if Baltimore and New York's opponents are going to be in quarantine all week, they may as well play each other.
Yeah, great idea. Ike, why didn't I think of that? You're so right. Yes, yes.
They may as well play each other and keep it moving.
Yeah, they could have done that originally, right? Oh, well, so who knows? Maybe something like that does happen. But So that's that. So we'll get into that. John Heyman, again, is going to join us at 3:05, kind of with the latest of everything. Thankfully, no Phillies player has tested positive. One clubhouse attendant, visiting clubhouse attendant who worked for the Phillies, he did test positive, who was there over the weekend with the Marlins.
He was in the visitors' club.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So we'll keep you updated, and we'll talk to John Heyman a little bit later at 3:05 to discuss all of that. But let's start here today, Ike, because we knew that Carson didn't make the top 100 for the NFL top 100. We knew he wasn't in the top 100. It was only a matter of who was going to be on the list that we feel like didn't deserve to be on the list before Carson Wentz. So we had Kyler Murray and Josh Allen that were in the 90s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then last night, more names came out, and of course, including Dak Prescott, who was 46, but also Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill, and Jimmy Garoppolo, and there's more quarterbacks that are coming out there. Mm-hmm. So you have that. You also have a couple of different lists that are coming out where they're doing the quarterback rankings, including today, Pro Football Focus comes out and says he's a Tier 3 quarterback. That Carson Wentz is a Tier 3 quarterback, along with some other players like a Dak Prescott. So it wasn't that they were putting Dak in Tier 1 and they were putting him in Tier 3. But it's just, here's what it feels like. That Carson Wentz, if you're a Carson Wentz fan, you're very bullish on Carson Wentz. You feel like that he's almost already arrived and the rest of the league is underrating him, right? The rest of the league's underrating him. And then there are the people that are saying he's overrated. I don't think he's overrated, but I also think that where Pro Football Focus has him, where The Athletic had him, which is the middle of Tier 2, him not making the NFL 100. I mean, this list is whack. I'm going to tell you Ryan Tannehill belongs on the list ahead of Carson Wentz. I'm not going to say that. But I think for the most part, like, I don't think Carson Wentz is really all that underrated by everybody collectively as a group. I feel like Carson Wentz, his place in the NFL right now, which is upside, which is he's a great prospect who's about to hit there, but it hasn't hit there yet. So I actually don't think he's underrated, which is what a lot of people are saying right now with Carson Wentz.
Well, they're basing it off this list.
Yes.
So how can you not say it based off this list? I mean, if it had been a list that came out that had him in their top 10 or top 100, whatever it was, then maybe people aren't saying they've underrated Carson Wentz. So we're going to react to lists that we see. That's why these people put these lists out there, to get our reaction. And so the latest list is your NFL top 100. And I don't necessarily – my whole thing is always about how do you rate quarterbacks versus other guys. Like this NFL top 100 list, I find it entertaining during the portion of a season of a year where I'm trying to get ramped up for the NFL season. Training camp's about to start. Like, players don't typically pay a whole lot of attention to other guys around the league. They typically choose name recognition, which is very evident when you look at some of the names on the list. I mean, when you see guys like Todd Gurley on the list at 51, really? Todd Gurley coming off, like, what is this based on? Are you basing it off of their entire career? Is it based off of just last year? Is it based off of just the first half of the season, the second half of the season? When are they conducting these polls? I think they're conducting these polls during the season. How many of these guys during the season are watching players? We know they didn't get together this offseason to do it, because you can't get together.
Well, it's a lot of like the Pro Bowl. It's based on reputation. Guys that have a name that have been there before.
Well, my only point is that when do you do the list?
Well, here's the – well,
and because if you did the list in November, right? Like, if you did the list in November, then you got a certain perception of guys as the season is going.
Maybe Jack can text the. Can you text our NFL Network?
That's my only thing.
I PR think these, guy and ask him that if it's not already known, because it is important when
I
the list came out.
I think these lists are done during the season and not in the off season. I think a lot of it is based off of reputation and guys' friendships around the league. I think that has a lot to do with it. When I look at the top 100 list as it pertains to Carson, first of all, Lane Johnson isn't on this list. Like, we should be even outraged about that. I know the quarterback is the sexy topic, and we're going to talk about him, but Lane Johnson isn't on this list. You mean to tell me Lane Johnson is not one of the top 100 players in this league? Arguably the best right tackle in football?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Like, really? He's not on this list?
So here's how I look at this, at least top 100 list, right? Like, so you have that. You have Josh Allen made the playoffs last year, so I think a lot of guys
okay,
are
he
like,
could be
all
there.
Right.
Yes, he well, won not, 10 games.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Like, some guys get there based on what they've done previously in their career.
Right.
And some guys, I mean, so that's not the criteria. Really,
right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because Gurley didn't belong there from last year, but he's had a great career. But Josh Allen hasn't done squat except for what his team
except
did last year.
Except what he did last year, yeah.
Right. So you have guys that already made the playoffs, but Kyler Murray, what is he other than a prospect? He didn't win last year.
Right.
He's a white claw, man. You know what? You know, he is. He's the shiny new thing that it's like, oh, wow, give me one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kyler Murray on this list, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And Carson Wentz is the only guy. There's different categories of guys on this list. Like, Kirk Cousins throws for a lot of yards. He made the playoffs, won a game.
I can see Kirk Cousins in the top 100.
Mm-hmm. Tannehill, though. Like, Tannehill makes the list, but Carson Wentz doesn't make the list.
And he played 12 games.
And it's about how the perception is at the end of the season. They were trending upwards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, by the way, leading rusher on the team. Who was the best player on the offense?
Derrick Henry was the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Right, but it gets back to the bigger question, which is this list is whack. Although you do have to factor it in when talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the media. Also, I think Carson Wentz is looked at as a good player so far, but not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like Carson is headed to. I think people in Philadelphia treat Carson as he's already a top quarterback, but he's not there yet. We're projecting where we think he's going to go. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He's not there yet. He's a great prospect. That's why I don't think that he's being underrated.
Oh.
This isn't a guy that's won playoff games, and it's like, wow, he's being snubbed. Like, all right, he's had some success in the regular season. Mm-hmm. All right? Like, yeah, it's been fine, but I don't consider this a snub. He hasn't won a playoff game yet.
So is that the criteria? You need to win a playoff game? Lamar Jackson is 0-2.
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. Also had a very good regular season.
No.
The Ravens did. Lamar yeah. Jackson
Oh,
did.
I know. I know. I'm just saying. But Carson has led his team to the playoffs twice also.
Jack Fritz, underrated?
Hold on real quick.
Yes.
Carson has led his team to the playoffs twice also.
The one time he did. Yes, he clinched the playoff
one berth time.
Before he got hurt. Yes, well, I mean, you're right. He clinched the playoff berth 2017.
Exactly, yeah. He got him in the playoffs.
Okay. He did, yes. Yeah, but I mean, he couldn't play in the playoff game, so that
I understand that. My only point is that he at least got the team to the playoffs twice in his 4 years in the league.
But also,
so when we're talking about being underrated, this is why people here in Philadelphia feel that way. See, the reason he's really being underrated is because the backup quarterback went in there and won the Super Bowl, and Carson has been injured at the end of 3 of the 4 seasons. See, I don't think it has anything to do with his actual playing ability. I don't. I think it has something to do with people, their judgment being clouded with the backup quarterback coming in to win. Like, people will still throw Nick Foles into the equation.
So it's the Nick Foles factor.
Well, I'm just saying that the perception. It's perception.
No, there is.
It's perception. So people add that in there, and from afar – when you get reports out there that you got loud mouths in the locker room reporting stuff to reporters anonymously, I think around the league, players take note of that stuff. So there's a perception about Carson Wentz that he's not a good guy also. I think that is out there. I think that is out there. These are things that people always bring up. I got to question his leadership. He was questioned in the locker room a couple years ago. Like, people will bring – when they rank him and they put his evaluation up there, that's usually one of the things in there.
But I mean,
The health. And then it's like, okay, his leadership
the
is –
The health certainly
is,
there, yeah.
Is it his team?
Like, the dude for Pro Football Focus writes the following about Carson. He says, looking at Wentz's first 4 NFL seasons – we see a quarterback who ranks in the top half of the league, though his 2017 MVP hype was a sign of his ceiling, not his norm. Wentz's 2017 campaign was a classic case of a small sample of excellence in unstable areas, such as play under pressure on third down and touchdown rate. Wentz has come back down to earth since then and has settled in as a quarterback who can flip the field with his arm. Mm-hmm. So, and he goes on to say that the Eagles have put solid playmakers around him this year, so this could be another big statistical season for Carson Wentz. And he's ranking him with Roethlisberger and Dak Prescott. But, I mean, what he says there makes a lot of sense. Like, do we expect Carson Wentz to play like 2017 every year?
I do.
I don't.
I do.
No, I think Carson, like the Carson Wentz you saw last year is the Carson Wentz that like is good with me. Like that, if that's Carson Wentz, that's fine. I don't know if he's a
– That's fine, but he has the ability to be even better. If you don't think Carson Wentz can be better than what he was last year, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I actually think his numbers, his MVP quote-unquote season can be improved upon. Like a 60% completion percentage, 3,800 yards, 3,700 yards. He did those things in 13 games. Like, he's going to improve on those. He's already improved on the completion percentage. As a matter of fact, that year is his lowest year of completion percentage, was his MVP caliber season. So, they may say that's his ceiling. Okay, that's fine. That's a pretty damn good ceiling. I mean, is Pat Mahomes throwing for 50 touchdowns every year? He went from
probably
50,
not. Probably
he
not.
Went from 50 to 26.
Mm-hmm. Missed some games because of injury.
Missed three games.
Point taken.
He missed three games. So that means he should have still been in the high 30s, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he took a – did he take a step back?
They won the Super Bowl, no.
His numbers took a step back, though,
sure.
Didn't they? Okay.
They did.
So the team has to be good enough.
215-592-9494. Carson Wentz. So you have the Pro Football Focus article. You have the Athletic rankings. And then you had the NFL Top 100 that didn't have him in the Top 100. And there's other quarterbacks that, listen, Josh Allen should never be on a list ahead of Carson Wentz. Even though I did pick him first in fantasy football.
Yes.
Like, that was strictly a numbers play right there.
See, here's my thing. I'm all about the quarterbacks that people would rank ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these rankings, they switch year to year, and that's fine. But my only point is that you got to give me the quarterbacks you want instead of him. Mm-hmm. Give me those. Because there are circumstances that will play into why numbers don't look a certain way one year. There are circumstances that will play into why the team's overall record isn't as good as it was in a certain year. Right. It doesn't necessarily revolve all the way around the quarterback, meaning it's his fault.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a who would you rather have.
Well, I'm just saying for me. Right? I'm just talking about for me. That when you rank quarterbacks, like the thing is so fluid, you don't know how you're ranking them. You don't know how are you ranking them? Is it based off last year? Based off the career?
I think it's a combination of both, but everybody varies on what
they
look at.
Is it based off moving forward?
Mm.
Who would you rather have moving forward?
Well, I mean, the fact that Drew Brees and Tom Brady are so high on this list tells me that it doesn't have much to do about the future. It has to do with right now, this year. What do you think about this year?
This year, yeah.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. So, is Carson Wentz underrated? Do you feel like Carson's underrated? I don't think he is. I think that it's a reaction. This NFL 100 list is a reaction to last year. And just like he was number three a couple years ago, when even if you win 10 games, but you weren't perceived to have a great year and you don't win a playoff game, that's why some of these other players are ahead of him. 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese.
Well, Dak didn't win a playoff game.
Dak didn't? No.
No.
Well, Dak's overrated on this list.
Well, but he's at 46.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
That's why people say Carson's underrated.
5,000 yards, right? I mean, you look at the numbers. I don't know. And we also have some details on how this list came about, the NFL 100 list, okay, coming up as well. John Heyman's going to join us at 3:05 with the latest, including how long will the Phillies be out and what is the next step in this process.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
Baseball gone.
Yeah, I was at least hoping tomorrow they'd be back, right? Maybe not.
How you doing in there, Jackie? All right?
Listen, I don't want to talk about it yet.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Carson Wentz, is he underrated nationally with just a regular football reporter, player, whatever? Is he underrated? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Let's just update you on the Phillies real quick, and then we want to get right back to the phones because we're rolling on Carson here. But the schedule up in the games up in New York, according to Bob Brookover, have been postponed. So they will resume as a road team at home on Friday night against Toronto. So Toronto doesn't have a home park, so Toronto was scheduled to come in here as the home team and play the Phillies. So the Phillies, at least right now, the plan is that they will be playing Friday night. Their next game will be Friday night against the Jays. Now, New York was supposed to play the Phillies for the next 2 days up in New York. Looks like, and this according to some reporters that cover the Yankees, they were supposed to check out of their hotel and go back up to New York. They're still in their hotel, or at least they were, because it looks like they're going to now go down to Baltimore and play the Orioles. Because they were supposed to play the Marlins the next 2 days. We know the Marlins aren't going to be playing. So the Yankees, they're being smart. So the Yankees and Orioles are saying, all right, we can't play for 2 days. What do? Let's play each other. So that's the
latest. Well, I mean, the league has to.
Yes.
Well, they just can't decide to go play each other.
Yes, the league said that.
Yes. Well, and they have to play each other anyway. At least.
Yeah, so they can just switch these games up, and then maybe that's when they can make up the Phillies games.
And then another thing that Joel Sherman just put out, that he said that heard MLB would like to get 60-game season in, but are not wedded to the idea. If some teams play 58, 56, 55, then winning percentage would determine playoffs, which I think is interesting.
It's interesting is one word. You know, but here's the thing. What are you going to do? Everybody knows this is a special season where sometimes it's not going to be fair for everybody. Right? Like if a team plays 55 games and they have a higher winning percentage and they make the playoffs, then someone's going to be pissed. But whatever. 215-592-9494. John Heyman, MLB Insider, is going to join us at 3:05.
As long as they don't cancel the season, I don't give a damn. As long as they keep playing.
Well, as of right now, they are going to continue. No Phillies have tested positive, and one of the reasons behind not playing till Friday is even though they didn't have positive tests for today, it's still possible that you could end up becoming positive in the next few days. So they'll just side on the air of caution and not play these games. All right, let's get to the phones. 215-592-9494. Carson Wentz snubbed a little bit in these recent articles or the NFL Top 100. And we'll tell you what the criteria is for that in a second. But let's get to the phones. We have Keisha in Philly. Keisha, go ahead. Keisha, hello. No, Keisha. We'll try Andre on a cell. Andre, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. What's up?
I think Carson is rated pretty accurately. If you go based off the fact that he's been unavailable for the past, you know, final game of the last three seasons, you would have to account that for his ranking amongst other quarterbacks. As far as ability, he has every ability. He just is not available, so that affects his ranking. And so I would say, based on that, he's accurately ranked, but he's going to have a prove-it year this year if he has an opportunity to do that.
That's a fair argument. See, that's a fair argument. If you want to tell me that the fact that he hasn't been able to finish a season, that works against him, whatever. That's your reasoning. What I don't agree with is when we're talking about talent, when we're talking about ability, when we're talking about his ceiling. That's where I disagree with people. And that's where my underrated part comes from. First of all, you got to figure out what list we're talking about, because every list isn't the same. So he's rated properly in some lists he isn't rated properly in. If you're going to say he's underrated or he's overrated or he's rated properly, I don't know. Humor me. Let me know where you would have him at. There's 32 starting quarterbacks. So where should he be at? If you're saying if he's rated properly, where's that at? Like, where should he be properly rated?
Not
like, I don't know where are we talking about the top 100 list?
I think you're just talking about in general.
Well, all the lists
Carson
aren't the
West.
Same.
No, I know.
Like, all saying, the lists aren't the same.
It's difficult to based on like Pro Football Focus, The Athletic, NFL 100, ESPN had their list with everything else.
GMs, yeah. This guy. Everybody does a list.
Media, some's just the media that are saying it. Some are GMs. The nerds from Pro Football Focus are studying tape.
Everybody does a list.
Right. So,
before we get started, are we anti-Pro Football Focus today? Is that our...
I'm always anti-Pro Football Focus.
Hold on. Where'd they have you, Matt?
Tier three.
But what number quarterback?
They don't really have. They didn't have a number. They just had.
Well, sure they do, because they got quarterbacks in other tiers.
You know,
right?
He was 18th overall then.
Yeah. See.
Now
that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
But it's around guys like Dak Prescott is he? I think he's listed one behind him. So I don't know with once. They
oh,
put you
Dak's
tier
19th.
Three.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's ranked with Dak and with Ben Roethlisberger too.
Who didn't play last?
Who didn't play last year?
Right.
Right. Let's go to...
And who is, what, 36, 37, 38? Right, that's what I'm saying. See, I keep it simple for me. It's who would I rather have going forward. Like, to have Ben Roethlisberger there and Tom Brady.
Right, you're projecting.
Like, what are we saying? Tom Brady at 43? What are we saying?
Right, but that you're projecting, which is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not projecting. I'm just looking at right now. And right now, this NFL.
Well, coming off of last year.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too, all right?
Right.
So Rachel Maselli, who used to work for NBC Sports Philadelphia as a producer, mm-hmm. I guess she works for NFL Network now, Jack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Kimski from Philly Voice, he had... About this list, he said, it's weird. This is on Twitter. It's weird that for all the promotion and video production that goes into the NFL Top 100 list, the way they poll players is so lazy and useless. So he's almost blaming why they do it. Now, Rachel checked in and said that is absolutely not the case. She says, I'm deeply offended by this. It's my department's job to travel to every single locker room and hustle to get these guys to fill out ballots. It takes months of coordination and weeks of travel by a small group of us to collect them. We spend 6 weeks on the road. Not cool.
Yeah, I don't think Jimmy was taking a shot at the people who was conducting the poll.
It wasn't personal. I mean, no. What you said earlier, which is, if it takes 6 weeks, that means that they're starting to hand these out, depending on what city they go to, at least in halfway through the season.
At the latest, week 10.
Right. So if you did this list week 10 and the Eagles were struggling and Carson Wentz didn't have his last four games, then you can see why maybe a guy like Josh Allen made the list over him.
Right. And right. Why Dak is where he's at.
You see, so he's not underrated because this list is just whacked. Yeah, and exactly. And Dak, well, and Dak is.
No, he is underrated according to this list. He is. He is. First of all, quarterbacks have a much greater impact. So to have a running back like Todd Gurley on this list, to have Alvin Kamara, who rushed for 700 and something yards, Miles Sanders had a better year last year than Alvin Kamara.
His
numbers were better than Alvin Kamara's. Miles Sanders isn't going to make this list. So when I see other players on the list and I got a quarterback who has a greater impact on the outcome of a game, then they clearly are underrating him. Even if you just talk about from a player standpoint, his position has greater impact.
No doubt.
And that, to me, has to go into the equation.
Yeah, no doubt. I think he's also an additional season removed from 2017. 2018, he's number three. Right, so then he has 2018. It wasn't a great year for the team, so he still makes the top 100, albeit he's 96 or something like that last year, and now he doesn't make the lead. He doesn't make it this year. So, well, I would never say that a guy like Tannehill or Josh Allen or Kyler Murray or even Garoppolo, for that matter, deserve to be on the list. The list isn't supposed to make sense. It's kind of like, all right.
Well, to fans, it's supposed to make sense. Yeah, it is.
Well, it makes sense to them. Garoppolo was in the Super Bowl, and it was one of the top teams during the regular season.
Okay.
Right, like Kyler Murray is the new shiny rookie.
No, that makes sense to nobody, other than the fact that it's just somebody else to put on there. I don't have a complaint about Garoppolo being on the list. I don't have a complaint about Dak Prescott being on the list. Those guys deserve to be on the list. We're talking about Carson not being on the list and the players that are on the list, whether it's quarterbacks or other positions that have lesser value. There's no way they should be on the list ahead of a franchise quarterback who had to drag a team to the playoffs and won his division over the division favorite. Mm. Like, how does that not work in his favor?
I think they filled out the ballots before it all happened for this list. We're going to try to find out more concrete.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how does that – if I'm just looking at – forget about being an Eagles fan. If I just look at the context of the season and how he played – and how he finished, you take the whole season into the context. Like, how is he not a top 100 player? Like, it makes – even if you say he's the 7th or 8th or 10th best quarterback. The 10th best quarterback, how many running backs are going to be on this list? You already got two that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, Todd Gurley's crazy that he's on this list.
Saquon's probably going to make it. You think Saquon Barkley's not making this 100 list?
McCaffrey's going to be up there?
Well, he should be there. He's the best running back in football. But I'm saying Saquon had barely over 1,000 last year, and he had 200 and some yards even. You know I looked these numbers up.
What about Nick Chubb?
Miles Sanders.
Nick
of course,
Chubb's
he
up there.
Led the league in rushing. He was behind
Derrick
Henry. Big boy Derrick Henry. There are running backs that deserve to be there. I'm talking about the running backs that don't deserve
that
to be on the list.
Based on reputation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that we had a running back here who had more total yards than Saquon, than Alvin Kamara, and Todd Gurley last year. And he played kickoff return and wasn't a starter for 16 games. Those guys are featured running backs. So how are those guys on the list and the quarterback isn't on the list?
Well, I guess Carson's reputation, as you said earlier, isn't looked at as high, you know, as well as a guy like Todd Gurley and Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, that makes the list bogus.
Let's go to Scott in North Carolina. Scott, what do you think? How are you?
Well, you know, I think there's two things. I think you got to talk about Doug and the new coaching staff and Carson and the new additional players. I'm I'm really looking forward to this coming season. I really don't care about last year's rating. I'm thinking ahead. And, you know, Carson – I'm a little concerned. I'd like to see that he was coached better at getting rid of the ball quickly. All the other things are real positives. I would like to see him do that. But I think it's a test for Doug, too. And I think that they're both worthy of accolades. But this year is going to really tell it all. I think Carson might have a little chip on his shoulder, and Rieger definitely has a chip on his shoulder. And I really think Rieger's going to be a real pleasant surprise.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to it. The funny thing is, like Deshaun, I don't even know if Deshaun's going to be even a factor.
Well, we're going to need him, Scott. I don't know if you heard the news. Marquise Goodwin has opted out of the season. So that's a speed veteran receiver that you don't have now.
Mm.
That impacts the overall roster. That also puts pressure on these younger guys to pick up this offense faster. Right? I mean, it just does. You're talking about
a guy
who's a veteran who's played in the NFL, who understands NFL offenses versus guys that are coming from college.
John Hightower, Wes Watkins.
Yeah, playing I don't know what type of an offense.
Yeah, ultimately, who knows how much he would have contributed, but it's nice to have him there as a guy that's been there before.
It's better than the unknown.
Yeah, it is.
You're talking about a season where there's been no offseason. You're going to need guys who know how to play in the NFL early.
Yeah, I mean, I was planning on Marquise Goodwin playing when Deshaun got hurt. And then once Marquise Goodwin got hurt, then Deshaun's coming back.
Rager would have some more seasoning,
had
too.
Had to work off each other.
Yeah, when one gets hurt, the other one come in. But that's all out the window now.
The Patriots have lost a total. So the opt-outs in the NFL are happening now because since camp's starting and they're actually allowed to opt out, I think they have another week or so that they can continue to opt out. But the Patriots
got to August 3rd, I believe.
August 3rd that's correct. They have six Patriots opt out today, including Patrick Chung,
former Eagle great,
Dante Hightower.
Yep,
opting out. So guys are opting out.
Well, it's going to be more.
Yeah,
it's going to be more.
Now, do you guys believe that Bill Belichick has something up his sleeve, or is this just
up his sleeve?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Tanking for Lawrence.
That might happen, yeah. We'll find that out once he starts Jared Stidham over Cam Newton.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
And then we'll say, yeah, he's tanking for Trevor Lawrence.
215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. John Heyman, MLB Insider, joins us at 305 with the latest on what's going on with the Phillies and the Marlins. It looks like the Phillies won't be playing until at the earliest on Friday, and the Marlins at least Friday or even longer. I mean, they've lost half their team now. Also coming up, we'll roll your calls on this, is Carson Wentz underrated? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, let's talk about Guided Door and Window for a second. That's right, Guided Door and Window. Right now you have to take advantage of their big summer sales event. You get 40% off all windows and doors, 40% off everything that they offer. And I'm a Guided customer. I have windows from Guided. I have two doors from Guided. Amazing product, even better business, locally owned and operated. Guided Door and Window. So take advantage of this because 40% off, it's their best sales of the year, plus up to 12 months interest-free to pay it off. So you can get the windows and the doors you need right now, pay it off over the course of a year. That's the way to do it. Don't pay interest and get it done now before winter comes. I mean, geez, we're still in July. How hot is it outside? You know what it feels like when you have bad windows and bad doors, that hot air's coming inside and all your cold air's going out. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Schedule a free and no estimate today, 877-GO-GUIDA, 877-GO-GUIDA, or go to the website goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.